President Biden and former President Donald Trump will meet tomorrow for their first debate of this election season. While Biden has been preparing at Camp David, Trump has taken a more informal approach, meeting with advisors and conducting interviews. It'll be a replay of their 2020 debates with some major changes that are expected to dampen Trump's aggressive style. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez has this story.
Gentlemen, a lot of people have been waiting for this night, so let's get going.
The first debate between former President Donald Trump and then Democratic challenger Joe Biden 4 years ago quickly deteriorated into a mess of angry insults and personal attacks as Trump interrupted Biden over and over.
Vote and let your senators know how strongly you feel. Let vote now.
Are you going to pack the
Make
court?
Sure you.
A key to Trump's strategy is framing the election as a contest between strength and weakness. During debates, Trump seeks to bulldoze over his opponents. He questions everything that's said.
The question is,
the radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list?
It's largely because of those interruptions that this debate switches up the format, eliminating an audience and muting microphones in order to avoid the chaos that marked their first face-off. The change is largely expected to hurt Trump.
When there's an audience, he can be very engaging.
Former debate coach Jennifer Murcia, who teaches political rhetoric at Texas A&M University, says Trump wants to humiliate his opponents.
He typically will run over time. He will run over the moderator. He will interrupt. But in this case, he won't be able to do that because they're going to mute his microphone.
That's one school of thought. Another is that the mute button could actually benefit Trump by tamping down the aggressiveness that rubs some people the wrong way.
And the only hesitation people have in tossing the keys to the car back to former President Trump is that they're worried about his personality.
John McHenry, a Republican pollster, thinks many Americans feel they were financially better off under Trump, which works in his favor. Hogan Gidley, the former White House spokesman under Trump, says the former president may not be able to rip off one of his famous liners, but
Donald Trump has a way of, no question, being forceful. Being tough, but at the same time being relatable and funny, and I think you'll see all of those different attributes on that debate stage.
In Philadelphia this weekend, Trump teased he could go either direction.
How should I handle him? Should I be tough and nasty, or should I be? She say no. Should I be tough and nasty and just say you're the worst president in history, or should I be nice and calm, and let him speak?
Philippe Reines, who played Trump during Hillary Clinton's debate preparations 8 years ago, expects Trump's anger will win out, and that will ultimately work against his efforts to paint Biden as not being with it.
Being yelled at by Donald Trump from 10 feet away is hardly the time someone is going to fall asleep. It's like, you know, Donald Trump is a human smelling salt.
But Reines says he will be watching one moment very closely, when the two are introduced and meet on stage.
You know, Donald Trump's going to treat that like the 100-meter dash. Smile, the double thumbs, the getting to the middle of the stage before Joe Biden.
Debates are all about contrast, and it's a moment that neither will be talking, and there's nothing to do but to watch them walk and maybe shake hands. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.